Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1818, so 1818. The topic is training, and the title is, Your Strength is Limited by Your Recovery. If you love to train, you likely are going to be limited by an aspect other than training. I started working out when I was 15, literally on my 15th birthday, and I'm about to turn 40 this year in about a month. So it's been 25 years. In 25 years, the longest I've taken off from training has been a week. And I've only done that twice. I've only taken a full week off of training twice in my life. And for many years, I trained every single day of the year in some way. I set a goal to move every day above normal activity level, and I would do push-ups, sit-ups, I would do whatever I needed to do that day for it to count. But I have trained every single day for many years. It's just a nice, awesome challenge. I've put my body through hell. 25 years, never taken more than a week off, some years we're training every single day. That has been a lot of movement. And I have a lot of injuries to go with that level of demand. Some of them are from crap luck. Literally just you're doing everything right and something just happens. You know, it's usually an accumulation of small little things over time. But we kind of chalk it up to crap luck because there's nothing you're really doing wrong in that moment that just happened. Sometimes I got an injury from testing my body's limits, and unfortunately I found it. Some were from poor technique, for sure, when I was earlier in my lifting career and kind of just figuring things out. And some were from random life events. Just you're doing something, you know, you're carrying something and you tweak your bicep, like I was showing a client a deadlift. Make sure when you do a sumo deadlift, you don't want your knees to rotate in like this. I wasn't even holding anything. I was just standing in the deadlift position, and I tore my meniscus. So just absolute crap luck of things. But through all the injuries, though, I've continued to get stronger and leaner. When I was 15 years old, I was 5'6", 165 pounds, and I was skinny fat. At 165 pounds, you could not see a vein on my body. There were no visible muscle, like tone or definition or shape at all. I was skinny fat. If I was lean, I might have been 135 pounds, maybe. I mean, who knows? You couldn't see an ounce of anything on me. It was like a big white marshmallow. Then, now at 39, I'm 6 foot tall. And I weigh 280 pounds. So I'm 115 pounds heavier than when I started lifting weights. But I'm actually at a lower body fat percentage. You can see some veins. You can see some muscle shapes. Not looking too bad. Of course, I want to get bigger and leaner. But 115 pounds and I have a lower body fat percentage. That's significant. My strength at 18 years old... It was after 3 years of weight training. I couldn't squat 315, I couldn't bench 225, and I couldn't deadlift 315. I couldn't do those numbers, and that would have been an 855 pound total. At 39, I have squatted 600 pounds in sleeves, benched 430 pounds, and deadlifted 700 pounds. So I have a 1730 total in sleeves. So I over doubled the total that I even couldn't do at 18 years old. It took me a long time to bench 225. I remember it took me into my early 20s. It probably took me 7-8 years to be able to bench 225. It took forever. But over the years, through it all, I've made progress. I've trained a lot. And I've had some injuries. But I've improved in every possible way. What has allowed me to do this, but what holds back many of my elite lifters and athletes, has been recovery. Nutrition, sleep, and stress management. Nutrition is by far the biggest hindrance towards my top level clients. IFBB and natural pro cards, elite and international powerlifters, top CrossFit athletes, games athletes, professional and Olympic athletes. I've worked with them all. What holds them back isn't their willingness to train. They love to train. Or they love-hate it. A good balance between the two. But what holds them back is their prioritization of nutrition. They struggle to eat enough. And to eat cleanly enough while getting in enough. Remember one client, they struggled to gain strength as a CrossFit athlete. They came to me because they wanted to get stronger, so we started blending strength and CrossFit training in their programming. He was only eating around 2,600 to 3,000 calories at 175 pounds body weight, which sounds like it'd be enough, but sure as hell wasn't for how active he was. You know, he coached classes, he worked out for his goals, he probably dropped in extra workouts here and there. He was just a busy dude. But it wasn't timed well. Like, so he was eating 2,600 to 3,000 calories, but he would work out fasted. Horrible. Horrible for performance. And it wasn't composed of the right macronutrient balance. He was afraid of carbs. He thought carbs would make him fat. So he was eating predominantly proteins and fats. So we had to work on that. There was a lot to fix there. I had him start eating, and we worked our way up. It wasn't immediate, but we worked our way up to eating 3,200 to 3,600 calories on a regular basis. Every now and then, we would have a 4,000 to 5,000 calorie day as a way for him to recover. We dumped a ton of carbs into his diet, but we stayed away from sugars. He started PRing everything. PR'd squat variations, deadlift variations. He got visibly leaner to the point where clients were asking him for his fat loss diet. They were like, dude, you're getting shredded. You know, how are you doing this? What do I need to eat? How are you getting so lean? Well, he actually gained weight. He went from 175 to 185. Never felt stronger, even for body weight movements. I mean, he was just strong as hell, feeling amazing, looking shredded. He was crushing everything. But he didn't increase his training at all. We actually decreased his training. We were more purposeful with exercise selection and workload demand, but we ate more. He gave his body more of what it needed to perform its best. He wanted more from his body, so he had to give more to his body. The more he gave, the more he got. What are you giving your body? You're asking of it for everything. Every ounce of what it has, you're asking from your body. But what are you giving to your body? Are you giving it enough food consistently? Are you giving it enough sleep consistently? Are you giving it a calmer, less anxiety-filled environment to grow and adapt to? The more you want from your body, the more you have to give to your body. For nutrition, it's actually relatively simple. It's not simple in application, but it's simple in concept. Track what you're eating, calories, protein, and non-workout related sugars. Push your calories and protein up, your non-workout sugars down. Start eating before your workouts. For the love of God, stop doing fasted workouts. And track your performance, your leanness, and your body weight. Continue to push calories and protein up and sugars down and see how your body feels in response. Spread the calories and protein throughout the day, peaking both around your workout time and have the valleys away from your workout times. You will look and feel amazing if you start doing this. Sleep. quality over quantity. I know you cannot sleep more, but can you sleep better? We can do that by being consistent with our bedtime. If you go to bed at the exact same time every single night, you will get much better quality of sleep. Quit pissing around, quit screwing around, get to bed at the exact same time every night. If you are putting off going to bed because you're just so tired and you haven't any time to yourself, well, get in the damn bed, wake up earlier, and have your me time, have your alone time when you start the day. Not when you're dead at the end of it and you don't have any quality of me left to have time with. So be consistent with your bedtime. About 30 to 60 minutes before you want to go to bed, get away from screens. Get away from computer, telephone, TV, whatever it is. Make sure that there's dark lighting in the room. Cool temperatures. You can use supplements like melatonin if needed to help you feel sleepier. We have podcast 1149, which is a mindset podcast titled Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. You can find that podcast on our website. It goes through everything you need to know to get a healthier sleep pattern. Stress? Manage your priorities. Know what's most important to you. Give that the most of yourself, and give everything else the least. Do the minimum to cover your bases, and then build it from there. Use a minimum as a standard, not perfection as a standard. You can't be perfect at everything. I'm certain you've tried, and I'm certain you've realized that it's really freaking hard and you can't quite do it, right? Stop trying to be perfect at everything. Some things don't need to be perfect. And some things, in order to be perfect, require that you give up perfection in other things. You have a capacity limit. You only have so much that you can do. You need to decide what gets perfection and what doesn't. So that way something can actually have perfection. So something can actually get the best of you. Because you're not trying to give the best of you to everything. Podcast 1672 is a nutrition podcast titled Managing Nutrition Tracking Related Stress. So how can you track your nutrition in the least stressful way? That's podcast 1672. Podcast 1547 is a mindset podcast titled Minimize Stress by Doing the Minimum. That's how you're going to learn how minimum is good enough so you can save your great for what matters most. The best people I work with when it comes to like fitness-related sports, fitness-related activities. The absolute best people I work with, they're almost all limited by eating enough. They don't eat enough consistently, they don't sleep well enough consistently, and they're too high-strung and stressed, and they're too perfectionist. So I've worked with people with IFBB Pro Cards, Natural Pro Cards, Elite and International Elite Total Powerlifters, CrossFit Games athletes, professional and Olympic athletes. They all ask of their body as much as they can get, but they do not give to their body as much as they can give. What are you giving to your body? Are you giving it enough food consistently? Are you giving it enough sleep consistently? Are you giving it a calmer, less anxiety-filled environment to grow in? The more you want from your body, the more you have to give to your body. I hope you use this as a wake-up call that if you love training and you crush training, stop looking at training. Yeah, do your best within it. Make sure what you're doing is right. But look beyond it. Make sure you're giving your nutrition as much attention and effort as you give to your training. Make sure you're giving your sleep as much attention and effort as you're giving to your training. Make sure you're giving your stress management as much effort and attention as you're giving to your training. It's a holistic approach. Make sure you're paying attention to each part. Okay? Well, if you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.